So I breathe.
I bring my hands together in front of my heart. I do the alternate nostril breathing to release me absolutely. And then I use my mind to focus into my heart. Now, in order to get into my heart, I can use gratitude as a frequency. And I can think of all the things that I'm grateful for. How grateful you are. Just count your blessings. Think of the things you're grateful for, or the people you're grateful for, or the circumstances. And that gets you into a state of gratitude, into a frequency of gratitude, which brings you into a more heart-centered state of being. And gratitude and love is the two big ingredients in this ultimate you package. Gratitude and love. Remember, reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude. So gratitude and love is your foundation. Gratitude is huge. And if you can have gratitude and love towards God, towards the creator of it all, towards the causal force of it all, towards the creator of your spirit, of your soul, the creator of all of these particles of creation that move according to your instructions, the instructions that you're commanding them to do, how you want them to move, how you want reality to appear, being commanded by your vibration. Your vibrational signature. Your vibrational frequency. That's what the world is doing. That's what the universe does. It does what it's told by the creative spirit, which is what we are. The children of it, the children of life. So when we open our hearts, focus in soul consciousness, the soul being the tiniest point of light, infinitesimally small, the epicenter of consciousness, the epicenter of everything, that's your soul. And it contains the energy of life. So around the tiniest particle, much, 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 much smaller than an atom, is a soul. It's incomprehensible for us to imagine how tiny a soul actually is. How exquisitely complex and intricate that a soul, a container, the living container for the living spirit, so complex that it contains, it holds the vibrations of all of its experiences. In other words, every form that that spirit has projected through soul has had an experience. And in this world, in this form, your experiences are your thoughts, your words, your actions, your feelings. Those are your experiences. And all of that is recorded. The vibrations of that are recorded in soul. And then the spiritual power, the spirit that we are, the life force, the force of life, flows in infinite waves of possibility through that soul, shining through the patterns within it, projecting onto the screen of life, the movie screen of life, images and forms that we believe are who we are. And we become absolutely entangled in our own projections, lost in confusion in the values of the world, trying to make sense of something that is completely insane. And we're living in a time now as human beings, human beings, God-man beings, we're living in a time now where those forms and structures are being destroyed because they're too discordant. They're too discordant. Life has a built-in fail-safe mechanism. It's kind of like a self-regulating, self-cleansing, self-purifying, self-filtering mechanism that sweeps through every particle of creation in whatever form it needs to do and rearranges the particles because, you know, prolonged toxicity and discordance is not the way of life. It's not how life functions. It allows corrosion and devolution and entropy for a certain period of time, but not forever. So in these times that we're in, where these forms and structures are being destroyed, we need to live in grace. If we're not living in grace, if we step out the bounds, if our behavior, if our thoughts, our words, our actions, our feelings, our habits, our character is out of tune, out of harmony with the spirit of life, with the nature of life, with the energy of life, the energetic signature of life, the underlying song of life, if we're living out of tune with it, then we're just composted. And there's a lot of composting going on right now, recycling by life, by nature, and there's going to be more to come, much more. The powers that be in the military-industrial complex are working 24/7 to hide this fact from you and have invented climate change and chemtrails as a means of consolidating the confusion that they are seeding into the matrix through all the chemicals in the food, all the GMO in the food, all the dead food, all the chemicals in the sky, all the chemicals in the water, and all of the unnatural frequencies that we're subjected to as human beings living in the matrix. All the electromagnetic energy and the ELFs, the extra low frequency waves. There's a lot of distortion coming in through the media, through movies and through music, entertainment industry, so-called. Massive distraction with sports and all kinds of other sensational or sensationalized stuff. And lots and lots and lots of drama. Low vibrational emotional frequency drama. And lots of people addicted to it through soap operas and that kind of thing. Newspapers. something like a third of America certainly is obese right now. Obesity. A third. That's a third of everybody in that country. And then, you know, a very high percentage, you know, grossly overweight or overweight. Gets up to, you know, like up into 70%. Full of GMOs, all kinds of strange creatures that go with that. So we are consciousness, you see. We are these spirits of life. This is metaphysics here. We are the spirits of life living in an energetic reality, a reality that's made of energy, on a fairly slow vibrating wavelength and frequency. Called the third dimension, 3D reality, here on planet Earth. And everything we do counts. And because we've been doing, and our ancestors have been doing, negative things, disharmonious things for a long time, a very long time, consistently, increasing their impact, negative impact in this world, through toxicity, through pollution, through war, through the wrong attitudes, nothing to do with gratitude and love, but lots to do with jealousy, ego, anger, revenge, greed, lust, all kinds of other, you know, dreadful emotional frequencies that are utterly disharmonious with the nature of life itself. So the consequences of this is pure and simple, it's destruction, pure and simple. Individually and collectively, destruction. So in order to navigate through these times, what we're interested in terms of becoming the ultimate self, is not just to be successful within the old paradigm, which was, you know, we could say, you know, the great American dream. Let's just call it that. The great American dream was very quickly hijacked, if it wasn't already invented by, the military-industrial complex. And the military escalation has gone hand in hand with the Industrial Revolution. And the Industrial Revolution was the beginning of automated slavery. People were already slaves before that, in serfdom. After the Industrial Revolution, it just became automated. And then it became high-tech automation. And then it became extremely high chemical toxicity and nuclear toxicity. Automated technology. But it's all a spiritual wrestling match. The whole thing is won and lost on a spiritual plane, on an inner plane. So breathing and squeezing, alternate nostril breathing, allows you to relax your grip on your physicality, drop into your spirituality through your love and gratitude as you enter your heart space, and deeper into your soul through your imagination, beyond into a pure experience which is beyond your imagination, but you can feel it. And you approach it with reverence, respect, humility, love, and gratitude. Isn't that wonderful? Next up, I'm going to be talking about mythology and the hero archetype and how we can clean ourselves up deep down inside of ourselves in a critical nexus point where the ego, the roots of the ego, are embedded in the psyche, and the ego meets soul.